International Bible Studies. Lesson for February 27, 2022. Job understands and is blessed. Key verse, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Job 42 verse 5, New King James Version. Selected Scripture. Job 42 verse 1 through 6 and 10 through 17. In today's lesson, our key verse pinpoints the moment of Job's profound enlightenment regarding the ways of Jehovah. From the time of his first being stricken with afflictions, through the early days of silent mourning, to the hours of philosophical debate with his would-be comforters, Job at last encounters God. Beginning in chapter 38, God dramatically answers Job from out of a whirlwind, causing all debate and human reasoning to cease. Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Job 38 verse 2, New King James Version. That moment must have been both terrifying and thrilling for Job. God's words left Job with no answer. Now prepare yourself like a man, I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Verses 3 and 4, New King James Version. In subsequent verses, God's inquiries as to where Job was when the earth was created, the oceans were tamed, and flora and fauna were made, rendered him speechless. Verses 5 through 41. Job now grasped the fact that God is beyond human comprehension. God informs us further, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways," says the Lord. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9, New King James Version. David, speaking of Jehovah's omniscience, wrote, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up, you understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high, I cannot attain it." Psalms 139 verse 1 through 6, New King James Version. Speculate as we may, much about God remains beyond human comprehension. We had, in time past, heard of God by hearing of the ear, but were often misled in our apprehension of the character of our Creator. Some spoke to us out of their human speculations and prejudices. Others wished to teach us creeds of men as the authoritative explanation of God's nature and plans. See Mark 7 verse 5 through 13. None of these could adequately inform our understanding of God. It was when we turned to God's Word, the Holy Bible, that we at last could see Him for who He really is. God is love. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. 1 John 4 verse 8, 1 verse 5. Job was richly blessed by God. Job 42 verse 10 through 16. All that he had lost was restored twofold. His sheep, camels, oxen, and donkeys were doubled. Curiously, though he had lost 10 children, he did not receive twofold more. 7 sons and 3 daughters were granted to him after his restoration. This, we believe, is no mistake. Here, in exquisite harmony with the scriptures, is a beautiful confirmation of the resurrection of the dead. Job did not have 20 children after his ordeal. In the resurrection, however, he will. The 10 children who earlier died will return from the grave and be united with their second set of siblings, as well as with their mother and Job, their father. May we, by God's grace, continue to grow in our understanding of Him and thus be blessed.